Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we have Father Brian Pierce. Father Brian is a missionary, itinerant preacher, and lecturer based in Texas, but today he is on retreat in Squamish, British Columbia. The title of his preaching is Renewed by the Hands of the Potter.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, the love of Christ impels us. Once we have come to the conviction that one died for all, therefore all have died. He indeed died for all, so that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. Consequently, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even if we once knew Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him so no longer. So whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. And all this is from God, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ and given us the ministry of reconciliation. Namely, God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. So we are ambassadors for Christ, as if God were appealing through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who did not know sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. The word of the Lord. Breathe new life in us. This is the God who makes us and shapes us, the God who lovingly creates and recreates us. And this creative, loving God is never far from us. If we are in Christ, we are already a new creation. We know that clay vessels can chip and crack sometimes. But as our reading from St. Paul says today, whoever is in Christ is a new creation. Christ doesn't just glue us together again. No, I think that Christ breathes in us anew, making us new creation, new men and women, new disciples of Jesus. Come, risen Christ, and breathe new life into our fragile vessel. Teach us how to dance once again. I'm reminded of the tragic attempt of assassination that was made against John Paul II. A number of years ago. He was attacked in the piazza in Rome by a Turkish man, almost killed, but he was brought back to life. And what was most powerful of all, perhaps, was that little by little, this Turkish assassin came to know who Christ was through his own sinfulness. His broken clay jar was healed by the forgiveness and reconciliation offered by Christ. Our clay vessels can always be refashioned and made anew for us. So come, risen Christ, breathe your new life into our fragile earthen vessel. Teach us how to dance again. Make of us a new creation. Show us the way.